Also happening this week, the Mayor's Bike Ride is back. That's going to be, actually this time it's going to be at Plaster Creek Trails, which is right across from the new Crock Community Center on South Division. Mayor Hartwell is going to be down there. Last year he kind of made a joke where there was a new kind of off-road bike complex that was built just southwest of downtown, sort of by the Mines Golf Course. And I think he fell off his bike at one point at that party.
I remember seeing that.
Yeah, and he won't let the organizers live that down. So I think this is he's going to take it a little more easy on this route this
time.
Maybe
he needs a recumbent bike.
Well, maybe he does. And also, I think he was wearing a helmet, so that was good. So I'm sure he'll bring that along with him. Also, the Whitecaps are in town this week at Fifth Third Ballpark. They're taking on the Great Lakes Loons. And another new event that's popped up just in the last couple of years, it's really an exciting event, TEDx Grand Rapids is back. That's at the Civic Theater on May 10. And basically, it's a day-long seminar where speakers come in not only from Grand Rapids but around Michigan and around the country and talk about trends. It's not necessarily just technology, but there's a technology emphasis. And it's kind of what are the cutting-edge people doing in things like farmers markets or farm-to-table restaurants or using social media in a different way. So if you're looking for cutting-edge stuff, TEDx is definitely the place to check out. And then also this week, Circle Theater is back. They usually run through the spring and summer with their shows. They're back at Aquinas College with Cabaret, classic performance there, and tickets for that are $25 in advance. Also, have to mention another exciting aspect of Grand Rapids, the Fulton Street Farmers Market is now open. On May 5th, they had their ribbon cutting and grand opening of the new shelter area.
Right.
And they're working on that kind of small indoor complex at the front.
Yeah, a lot of excitement about that.
Definitely. And then it'll just be even better when it's complemented by the indoor farmers market that's being constructed downtown that's going to open next year.
Absolutely.
Also, Christina Perry is going to be at the intersection this week. It's a very busy week for Grand Rapids, actually. Christina Perry is going to be at the intersection. She's best known for the song Jar of Hearts.
Okay.
And has a really big following on YouTube. There's a few videos that have more than, I think, 30 million views or something like that. So she's going to be there with Sleeping at Last, and tickets to that are $16 in advance. And if you're a runner, which I am not athletic in any way, shape, or form, but if you're a runner, the Fifth Third Riverbank Run is back on Saturday, May 12th. And that attracts thousands of people, not only from Grand Rapids and Michigan, but the entire country and even around the world.
Right.
There's a large cash prize, but I will be viewing that from either the bleachers or somewhere else.
Okay. Well, that's always a real staple in the community.
It really
has been for so many years.
And it's growing.
Yeah. Even if you don't participate in it directly, it's always fun to go watch and see.
Absolutely.
So so many events you always have listed. How many do you usually make it out to on a regular basis?
It kind of varies per week. I try to go to as many as possible. Mm-hmm. Some weeks, maybe in January or February, maybe it's a couple, two, three per week. Other times when it's, an art prize is here, and there's like September is just incredibly busy between art prize and Halloween events and all that stuff. I mean, 5, 10, 15, pretty much nonstop, So it really just kind of depends on the time of the year. But there's not a week that goes by that I don't go to an event. And some weeks are just pretty much nonstop events where you go home, go to sleep, and then start the next day.
Right.
Go again. So
now, do you have a favorite type of event?
I like kind of grassroots community type events, ones that are more interactive. The UICA has a number of kind of live painting events that they do, auctions.
Yeah, like live auction.
Exactly.
I think Art Battle's coming up again.
Yep. Art Battle is going to be Art Battle just took place at at Sazerac in Creston neighborhood.
Okay.
So I enjoy those. Nosh Night is another one where they had that on the second floor of McKay Tower.
Mm-hmm.
I like to see, kind of culture art related events that also are new, interesting, a different take, and that are also, it's a lot of fun when they're well attended and you just have the energy of, I think back to that Nosh Night at McKay Tower and you couldn't even move in there. It was so packed.
Yeah.
And it's fun to see the community come out and support people when they come up with new events in new spaces.
It's great to see that life and energy. Before, you didn't really see that a lot going back 10, 15 years.
No, and I'm always a huge fan of Site Lab, where it's doing something different and unique in a place where people haven't seen yet, but is a cool venue that they need to see. That's a lot of fun to explore those places.
Now, folks who want to get their events listed on grnow.com, how do they do that?
Well, it's completely free, and you can go to the grnow.com homepage. on the right side is the calendar grid, and just below that is the submit events link. And you can click on that, fill out the form, we take a look, and then it's approved on the site, and there isn't a cost for that.
And as you go into your seventh year, what new directions do you think you're going to take the site?
Well, I think, we've been collecting information for so long. Mm-hmm. You know, kind of the last step forward that we did was being able to use social media to get the word out about a lot of stuff quickly. And I think now it's going to be, how do we deliver that information better to people on the go? There's already m.grnow.com, but there's a couple things that we're working on that I think will make it even easier that we're kind of excited about. So
Sure. This is Paul Jindrzejczyk with Sunday Morning Town Square, and we've been in the studio with Josh Deppenbrock. Josh is the founder and owner of grnow.com. grnow.com is celebrating its seventh anniversary in May. Thanks so much for joining us, Josh.
Thanks so much for having me.
And congratulations on seven great years.
Thank you.